Good morning. Welcome to Blessed to Give. I know that we all have a true understanding, or I hope that we all have a true understanding of what it means to be blessed to give. The word blessed means empowered to prosper. And when we were coming up with the name for this activity, we came up with this name. At first, we were going to call it Live to Give. And we went back and forth, and we finally came up with Blessed to Give. And as I thought about it, over the time, I began to realize that we are empowered to prosper, to help others prosper. It's going to be the definition. So I want to encourage you today that while you're sharing our opportunity with others, realize that you are empowering them while empowering yourself by giving them an opportunity to participate in our community and learn how to be blessed to be a blessing. So today I just want to encourage you that yes, you may have been waiting a long time. Yes, you may be in line. No, it may not seem like it's happening fast enough. But I want to give you a story about the harvest and about the seed. And I just want to let you know that there is no seed that has been planted in the ground that brings back an immediate harvest. But when you plant the seed in the seed must go into the ground and die, or it will abide alone. And so in order for the seed not to abide alone, the seed has to be watered. And how, you might ask, do you water, your seed? You water your seed with the words that come out of your mouth. And you begin to decree to that seed what you want it to become. You begin to come in agreement with that seed that you planted in the ground and start to speak to that seed that it shall bring forth the harvest. But if you spend time grumbling and complaining and fussing and doing all the stuff that causes the seed to be held up, then you really can't get upset with those who you think that have something to do with the seed not coming forth as fast as it went into the ground. I want you to if you got time, go and study the farmers. Go and study how when the farmers, they go in and they till the ground first. They plow up the dirt first. And then they sow the seed. And then after they sow the seed, then they water the ground. And when they begin to water the ground, the water that comes up from the midst of the ground, the mist that comes up from the dust of the ground, and the water that comes down from the top begins to water that seed. It begins to cause life to come forth. And so I want to encourage you that death and life is in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The fruit that we want you to eat is the fruit of what you have been blessed with by being a part of our community. So today, I just want to encourage you. Take the time to water your seed with the word. And as you're sharing this opportunity, share it with that same tenacity that you're sowing a seed and that one day your seed is going to have a harvest. So we want to be encouraging to you on that part. And we hope you have a wonderful day. Be blessed.